candidate. And so we'll be voting on him in a couple weeks. If you call Exodus home, if you're a member here at Exodus, and you call us home and you're a member, then you will be voting on Alex in the next couple of weeks. I just want to give you a heads up every week to say, hey, if you have primarily to say, praise the Lord for his provision of more and more leadership. And then secondly, if you for some reason have an issue with at all, for whatever reason, if you know something about Alex we don't know about Alex, come let us know. Okay, come let us know. If you're like, man, this guy's actually a scoundrel, okay, then we want to know that, because the Bible is real clear that you elders have specific qualifications of being faithful dudes and well known of by outsiders, and we want to make sure that that's true of the guys who we present as pastors and leaders here. So Alex is going to be voted on in a couple weeks. So if you're a member here, just know that. Be ready. Be praying for Alex. Be praying for your elders. We love your prayers. So Exodus chapter 7. We're going to read all the way through chapter 14. I'm just kidding. We're not going to read that. As my buddy Josh said Wednesday night, that would take, I think, 30 minutes. Is that what you said? He timed it out. Like 30 minutes for the average paced reader to read all of that. And then, you know, that would give me 3 minutes or 10 or 17, depending on what Sunday it is, to continue and expound that passage. But we're not going to read all of it. I'm going to read a few verses in chapter 7 and then a few at the end of chapter 14. And then we're going to talk about all of it this morning. So if you are ready, say, I'm ready. If you want to get after it, say, let's get after it. All right, let's do it. Exodus chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. And then we're going to flip over to chapter 14. And the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I will multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring my host, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring out the people of Israel from among them. Moses and Aaron did so. They did just as the Lord commanded them. Now Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when Pharaoh says to you, prove yourselves by working a miracle, then you shall say to Aaron, take your staff and cast it down before Pharaoh that it may become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron cast down his staff before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh summoned the wise men and the sorcerers, and they, the magicians of Egypt, also did the same by their secret arts. For each man cast down his staff, and they became serpents. But Aaron's staff swallowed up their staffs. Still, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them as the Lord had said. Turn it over to chapter 14. We'll start reading in verse 26. Then the Lord said to Moses, this is after all the plagues, and now they're standing on the bank of the Red Sea, and the Egyptians are coming up behind them, and they're about to smash them, right? It's either death or deliverance. That's the options, death or deliverance. And so here at the end of Exodus chapter 14, we see God's salvation. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course when the morning appeared. And as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen of all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on their right and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord. They believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. This is God's word. Let's pray together. God, we, like the people in this story, are prone toward idolatry. We are in bondage to slavery and sin, and we are in desperate need of a deliverer. There are only two options for us, like there were the people in this story: death or deliverance. And I am grateful today that through Jesus, we are all offered salvation, that we are offered deliverance that we so desperately need. And so today I pray that we would indeed, as a people, see your salvation, that we would see it either for the first time or for the 50,000th time in our lives, that we would see that you are at work delivering us from our idolatry, from our rebellion, from our bondage. We desperately need you to do this. God, would you work in our midst this morning? Would you expose our idols? Would you show us the bondage that we have to sin if we are not in you? Would you show us the temptation of us walking back into and giving sin any kind of power in our lives? And Lord, would you be gracious to deliver us today? Do what only you can in our midst. Holy Spirit, would you reign supreme? Give me the words to say to your people. And Lord, would you get all of the glory today and forevermore? We ask it all in your name, Christ Jesus. Amen. So we're in week four, and the prayer this week is that we would see God's salvation. In the story of Exodus, we're walking through this book together, and we've pulled out 10 prayers, and we've essentially have said we want to know God more. We want to know more of who he is and what he's like, and by knowing him and who he is and what he's like, we will be able to pray more effectively and efficiently to him. That we will know our great God, and we will bow our knees to him in response to him and all he's done, and we will pray faithfully to our God. And one of the prayers that we're praying this week, and really every week, is that we would see God's salvation, because God is a saving, delivering God. And we see that in the story this morning. Today, we're somewhat in the climax of the story thus far in the book of Exodus, right? It started out with the people of God crying out to God, saying, we're in slavery, we're in bondage. Because remember, they grew really big after Joseph and his people all came into the land of Egypt, and they were cool with Pharaoh. And then ultimately, that Pharaoh died, and several generations went on. And now the people of Egypt have gotten fearful of, ultimately Pharaoh and the people of Egypt have gotten fearful of the people of Israel, God's people, and they've gotten too big and they've gotten too large, and so now they just continue to oppress them and keep them in bondage with slavery over and over again. And so now God's people are, in the beginning of Exodus chapter 1, are crying out to God, saying, deliver us, God, deliver us. And so God, in his amazing grace, raises up Moses to deliver his people out of the hand of Egypt, and up until, from really chapter 1 until chapter 7, where we're at today, really chapter 14 is where he actually delivers them out. But until then, we kind of are waiting for God to deliver his people. And that's what we've been anticipating and looking ahead toward until today in the story. And so today we're going to see God actually does deliver his people out of Egypt and out of slavery and ultimately out of bondage. And you and I, just kind of spoiler alert, by God's grace, have the opportunity to experience this salvation today if we don't know Jesus. If we do know Jesus, we know that God's redeeming work in the gospel is how we are continually being saved until either Christ calls us home or comes to get us. And so we want to, need to see God's salvation in our midst today and every day. There's lots and lots and lots of superhero movies out now. Is anybody in here going, I absolutely hate superhero movies? Thank you for the honesty. All right, great. You would all be family. That's beautiful. But so you guys, most everybody's like okay with superhero movies. Lots of you guys, or a few of you guys, hate them. The point that I'm trying to make doesn't really matter if you love them or hate them. The point is that there's a lot of them. And there's a reason, in part, there's a lot of them. And I would argue that it's because we kind of are obsessed with heroes and being rescued and being delivered. What we're going to see, though, in this story today, is that the story is not ultimately about those being rescued. Much like the superhero movies are not titled all of Superman's